because you can handle the truth.
Here we go, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the broadcast, 6-6-21-6-6-3. Interesting date. Or 665 if you add up all the digits from 2021. So that adds up to 17. Just an interesting time. You know, last week I wasn't here. I had the holiday. A lot going on. And the last 2 weeks trying to get a broadcast together. And I mean, just from my notes, I had so much. I don't even know where to begin, but. So we'll begin with my note. Japan, fourth wave. Cover for Fukushima. And that's my injection. Cancel the Olympics. So they're going along with the Olympics, allegedly, so far. all these volunteers dropping out, massive protests. But they brought in this fourth wave COVID crap as the cover, the pretext. But the radiation, you know, you always have to take this into consideration. Now we're way past. We're way past the, you know, kind of apocalyptic predictions of Jeff Rentz and Dana Dernford and Yoichi Shimazu from when the whole Fukushima thing melted down and all the rest of it. So it's an interesting kind of mix here with Japan and the Olympics. You know, they predicted the Olympics wouldn't happen, no way, and then now we're right here on the cusp of it. Governor DeSantis of Florida, who's in the mix of all kinds of things, he basically said, well, you can move the Olympics to Florida immediately, and we have the facilities, and we're wide open, and so forth and so on. So look for some interesting dynamics to play out with the Summer Olympics. So the Palestinian-Israeli scenario, and all of these alleged Jewish attacks on Jews, New York, L.A., and elsewhere. A rash of them, allegedly. Are they psyops? Are they real? These people have cried wolf so many times, spray painting swastikas on their own synagogues, running operations on their own lesser brethren, bombing their own lesser brethren, shooting their own lesser brethren to feed the larger narrative, to scare more Jews to making Aliyah, you know, the Charlie Hebdo stuff and all that stuff. Very interesting, the Islamization of France and England, you know, this big, I think this guy's name's Ed something, Hussein or something like that. He just dropped this big book and Breitbart and all usual suspects are covering it. It was up on Rentz. Talking about the anti-whiteness, the no-go zones, your basic Sharia implementation in all these countries. You know, we've got it here, Dearbornistan, Minnesota, and so forth, pockets of Minnesota. All the Somalis, where good old Ilhan Omar's from, with her little white punk-ass commie husband. It's fascinating, isn't it? But you know, these are things that we've all known about in our sector for quite a long time. The Jewish-induced, open the gates for the invader, Barbara Spector type scenario playing out that we've all been screaming about for years and years and years. Now even Islamic writers are letting the cat out of the bag that, yes, we've created entire pockets in your countries. Look at Sweden and Malmo and parts of Stockholm and the rest of it. I mean, something's going to happen, and I can't put my finger on what's going to happen. Hopefully Europe doesn't whimper and die. Hopefully we have some sort of a rising, an expulsion of all these people. And look, some of these people are third and fourth generation, like this guy writing the book says. And all they know is these countries like France and Britain and so forth and so on. And so this has been going on for quite a while now. And this situation is not going to rectify itself without blood, and we all know it deep down in our spirit. just like the situation here in the United States with the weaponization of our black population by the same suspects, okay? This critical race garbage, you know, and people are standing up to it. It's good to see the resistance to it. Hopefully, this doesn't devolve into a complete bloodbath, but just feeling, now see, I'm out in these streets, feeling the mood and watching all of these anti-white attacks all throughout the country. I don't have a good feeling about it, and these characters down in Tulsa, Biden goes down there and does his usual blathering cuck BS, and then you got the new Black Panthers and all, and some of these are counterintelligence controlled. We know this, but it's still, there's a lot of useful idiots out here that are true believers, and these people are out. Did you see the big fat guy in Gardena, California, just like, what, 400-pounder? He goes out and just starts beating this woman. I guess she was white. She's gassing up her car, and he gets out, and he just smashes her, this big fat sack of filth. And then you see all these guys come running up. Hey, what are you doing? Nobody came up and clobbered this dude. Nobody came up with a bat or a shovel or a gun or a sword or anything. And this guy just got in his car and walked. Now, he got arrested. But you know this Gascon character? He just came from San Fran. Now he's the Soros DA. You know what he's going to do? He's going to be like, dude, he's like, get that guy out of jail and get him a quadruple whopper and put extra bacon on it and tell him it's from the DA. Great job. I mean, this is where we're at. We've got DAs that think that they're sitting there probably. These people are so sick. They're probably sitting there and they get woody from watching this kind of stuff. And this is their sex porn, watching white people get beat up. You know, you got the little weatherman, the son of the weatherman. He's the DA there in San Fran. And you got this Gascon punk. He's in L.A. You got the people here in St. Louis. It's all Kim Fox in Chicago. It's everywhere. So they've attacked using prosecuting attorneys. And then the no bail. Oh, and can end cash bail? Brilliant. So you're creating the dissension, the tension, the bloodletting out here in the streets. This is a red terror. It's just dressed up in a little bit different of a way. But remember what Lenin and these guys did. They emptied the prisons and they unleashed these guys onto the population. What do you think this is? What do you think ISIS was when the Saudis emptied their prisons and they gave these guys an offer they can't refuse? Daesh. It's the same template. Let me move on. William Shakespeare dies. Oh, the first guy that got the jab. 81, backwards 18. And then you got this little freak show, this little thug up there in Minnesota, Winston Smith. William Shakespeare, Winston Smith. A lot of the people have brought up that these names reek of psyops. Okay. You can make that determination on your own. So Minneapolis is getting torn up again. I mean, you could have the worst butcher basically on the planet get shot by the cops in one of these major cities of ours. And the amount of disinfo that gets put out about what happened through Facebook and Twitter, we'll get into Twitter with Nigeria and all that if I get the chance. But it doesn't even matter. The guy could have raped 1,000 women, 20 kids, killed everybody's granny, and these people are going to make a hero out of him, and they're going to tear up the place. And then some of the people are so screwed up. They're like, yeah, what was his name again? I have to be honest. I don't even know the dude's name. The COVID thing really threw people for a loop. It got their minds all jacked up. Cabin fever. You locked them up. You put these freaking face. These people are still wearing these face diapers out in 90 degree heat here in St. Louis. They got these people so screwed up. They're still making the kids wear this crap in schools. Cancer epidemic sweeps Britain. Amazing, huh? Then there's this other thing about Canada. Mysterious brain syndrome grips Canada. So you got a cancer epidemic sweeps Britain. You've got a mysterious brain syndrome strips Canada, grips Canada. Duh. Vaccine. Smart dust. Chemtrails. 5G. Cocktail of all of it. Who knows? I mean, my whole batch theory, when I was listening to Joel Skousen the other night, and he was on with Rents, and you know, it really reinforced some things about me, because he was talking about the various different side effects going on all over throughout the population. And remember, weeks ago, I was just doing a deep dive in my own mind. I'm like, there's no telling, with all of the preparation time, the true preparation time, not the fake warp speed time, but the true preparation time that Pfizer and Moderna and J&J and AstraZeneca and all the time they had to tinker with this stuff, especially the mRNA gang, Moderna and Pfizer. And I went through this whole thing with Pfizer, BioNTech. I went through this for the last few weeks. BioNTech, BioN, the capital N, nanotech, BioNanotech, Moderna, mode RNA, fashion RNA. But anyway, Skousen's talking about the various side effects coming across, you know, the degenerative stuff, the blood clotting, the kids getting the enlarged hearts, the Magneto stuff we got to talk about in a couple minutes here. This Magneto crap that the guy warned about in 1995, this magnetic nanotech that, I mean, manipulate neural activity. The AstraZeneca Bluetooth, guys walk around with a Bluetooth connection in his own body. So the various side effects. Think about all the batches. I mean, if you're a real evil SOB, think about how you'd be like, okay, in each one of these batches, there's going to be so many just straight kill shots where we'll get away with it. This person takes their first or second one, they drop dead in days. Then let's say we got a batch of 50. So we got 3 to 4 kill shots in a batch of 50 maybe, or 100, whatever. Then we got, okay, then we got a batch of blood clot vials in here, okay? Then we got a bunch of enlarge the heart vials. Then we got, I mean, that's a whole nother level besides, okay, it's the same thing going out to everybody. Why does it have to be the same thing going out to everybody? These people have been sued for billions. These are some seriously nefarious companies. And people are, and then I was listening to, I think it was one of these doctors. She was like, look, these are not drug companies. These are drug cartels. So everybody rips on these cartels, you know, down in Mexico and El Salvador and everything else. These guys ain't got nothing on these pharma cartels. Okay, these guys are running. Yeah, they're running illegal ice and a little bit of cocaine and fentanyl and so forth and heroin. But think about the cartel level of the actual drug companies who get immunity from bad things that happen because of their product. You know, it's just insane stuff. So the people are throwing out all these videos on BitChute and elsewhere that the ethylene oxide swabs from China came from China. Duh. How long people talking about that? Well, look, and Fauci and this relationship with the Chinese and the relationship with Jewish mafia and the relationship with the Jesuit order with China. And I'll play later on one of the superior generals from, what was it, the 1800s? We're talking 300 years ago. You know, 200 and some odd to 300 years ago. You know, we're going to be maybe two something. But anyway, this guy's 6th, 7th, 17th, whatever, superior general. And he's like, you see from this room, from China to so-and-so, I run this planet, and nobody knows how I do it. And I'll play that a little bit later on. But the ethylene oxide swabs, so not only are they putting something highly carcinogenic into your cribriform plate area, they're probably putting some sort of nano technology in there right there at your blood-brain barrier. Mr. Producer, get clip one ready. And this is from Celeste Solom. And a lot of people, like, you know, whatever, have their opinions. And she kind of around there and gets interviewed by the Dave Hodges kind of section over there and Mike Adams and so forth. But this is a pretty interesting, this is just a couple minutes long, but just talking about tagging everybody. And we see these people with the magnetized arms, magnetized foreheads. You know, people were worried about this mRNA and so forth, being whether it was going to stay at the injection site or not. And I've been reading all this stuff about how, no, this stuff swims through the body very quickly after injection, and this stuff embeds itself into your organs, okay? This nanotech, this mRNA sequences and so forth. So this stuff, these people get their double shot, and then next thing you know, this sabotage equipment from the genetic sabotage injection, this stuff swims and it gets through into your organs and it embeds itself there. And who knows what kind of Snake Plissken-esque time countdown that you have. Remember in Escape from New York, they popped the two things of cyanide, I guess, into his carotid arteries, and he had so much time to get the president out of the supermax prison, which they created out of Manhattan and so forth. Well, just think of that as an analogy to when you took the shot. You know, you've got all these different doctors with their predictions about when we're going to start seeing bodies smacking the floor. You know, and that'll cause a whole nother chain of events throughout our economy and so forth. But remains to be seen. I don't know. You don't want these sheeple who took these jabs to, you know, that little evil party it does, but the good party says, no, I don't want to see people die and get completely maimed on the mass scale from these jabs, and you hope people's genetics are strong enough, and hopefully people can find these different ways to possibly purge these spike proteins out. A lot of people are very skeptical. I don't know. But go ahead and let's listen to clip one real quick, and then we'll move on.
They have placed a magnetic beacon So not only will people be biologically changed, but they will be tagged. And this is owned and operated by Rockefeller. This is part of the Barcode for Life initiative to tag and identify all life forms. No longer will any life form be pure. So that's basically what they're doing, is tweaking us enough that we can be patented. This COVID situation is the first deployment of a construct, a new life form. They have learned how to fuse biological life and robotics. And the purpose of that is for extermination, because they don't want anything of the old world. They want a new world. And they want, by 2025, all the old humans eradicated. And any human from now on, basically, has to be engineered in a laboratory and enhanced and augmented and part of the matrix. They are retooling and rewiring our bodies. Each one of us right now has 20 to 30,000 nanoparticles. They wanted to put chips in people's brains, but they didn't want to have to do surgery. So after many, many years, they came up with a gel. This gel is called hydrogel or quantum dot, Bill Gates's quantum dot. So what will happen with the vaccine is you get it injected into you, and then it assembles. It self-assembles, and then it swarms through your body, and it crosses your blood-brain barrier, and it takes over your brain. It harvests your fluids in your body, your moisture, as it grows, and it grows until we are no longer human. We are consumed. We are a node in the quantum computer, and the biological self dies because there is nothing left. The only way to avoid it is to say no to the COVID test, to the vaccination. There will be a hydrogel mask where every breath that you take, you will be breathing in these hydrogel particles. They've deployed all these symbios, nanosymbios, into our body. They can carry a poison, and it is told, it gets its marching orders from the frequency that is being aimed at it. Like I said, with the masks, the COVID test, and the vaccine, it is critical not to take it. It's bioaccumulative, which means the more you get of it, it stays in your body and it will not go out.
All right, you can stop it there. Mr. Producer, thank you. Pretty heavy. You know, I still haven't had a PCR test in my frickin' nose, and I haven't taken any jabs. But I have been around quite a few people that have taken the jab, and, you know, you wonder about these self-spreading vaccines that hack into even an unsuspecting anti-vaxxer like myself. Hopefully, you know, the power of the Almighty protects us, those of us that want to keep our minds sharp in our spirits in tune with the universe and not part of some Borg. We've got, you know, these people that were the minds behind these movies like Terminator and Matrix and many of the others. Had some real sick puppies, and these are people that traffic in the demonic. And, you know, that nothing makes the evil principle beings of the world happier than for us to disrupt our organic nature. You know, here comes the break. We shall continue on the other side. Incendiary Radio, Republic Broadcasting. Be right back, folks.
We'll be right back. truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
We're back in the radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I mean, this whole thing is like a it's like a cartoon. Magneto, remember the cartoon character Magneto Protein? This magnetic crap. I mean, it's so freaky that just imagine a couple of years ago that we would be talking about magnets sticking to our fellow creatures post some sort of crazy vaccine. You know, and I predicted, Hex, 7 years ago and further that they were going to use the biological angle to really push forth this agenda. But this stuff is off, it's off the charts. And here's some more stuff out of my notes. Nuremberg 2.0. We're hearing this constantly about Fauci and Gates and the Chinese and the big pharma and Nuremberg 2.0. Nuremberg 2.0. Yeah, well, Nuremberg 1.0 was BS. You railroaded the German guys. I was just reading an article about Rudolf Hess sitting there just ripping on these people during Nuremberg. And so remember, Nuremberg 1.0 was BS. So all you people, Nuremberg 2.0, Nuremberg 2.0. Yeah, well, Nuremberg 1.0 was crap. So quit using Nuremberg 2.0. Because you're falling into the NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming.
because you're giving Nuremberg 1.0 some sort of a justification by saying Nuremberg 2.0, Nuremberg 2.0. So that's just crap coming out of my notes from the last couple of weeks. If you get offended, good, because it's incendiary radio. It's meant to offend you. The new punk head of the ATF, this Waco-connected guy, sitting there, and he's got the balls in front of Congress.
Yeah, I'm against citizens owning AR-15.
That just shows how far gone we are. He should have been carried out in handcuffs. Somebody should have ordered him from that Congress, get him out of here, cuff him up. At the very least, the House should have impeached him immediately. But you see, this is how far down the road towards totalitarianism we are. I mean, think about all these states. They got freaking property tax. We're paying tax on our own property. I own a house. I'm sitting in it right now. And if I don't pay the property tax on the thing every year, guess what? They're going to take it. So I don't own it. We're already under communism. Now, you can call it communitarianism. You can call it corporatism. You can call it whatever. Straight out of the Communist Manifesto. Okay? Graduated income taxes, public education, central bank, exorbitant taxes on property. But whatever you want to call it, this is straight out of the Communist Manifesto. So the AR ban gets overturned by a federal court. Okay. Do you think this is going to stop the Bidens and the Pelosis of the world? Really? So, yeah, everybody, oh, yeah, Cowboys, it's overturned. Yeah, okay. There'll be a mass shooting tomorrow. I mean, this is how they roll. There'll probably be a nice big one. This federal judge, you know. Come on. The vaccines lighting up, you know, the vaccine location where they took the jab, lighting up light bulbs. And then people bringing up this word luciferase. Okay. So, and look, I can't say if this is real or not. I haven't tried to get a light bulb lit up off of somebody's arm. But then somebody brought up the word luciferase and breaking it down to Lucifer race. So luciferase, Lucifer race. Oh, by the way, I need to plug Hooli's blog.blogspot.com, Hoolis blog.blogspot.com. He says I get quite a few downloads every week from his site. And Murr, one of the listeners, and she's all over the place on a bunch of different networks, but Murr Bailey, she has started a new chat room. She said the incendiaryradio.chitango.com, there's a troll that pisses everybody off, and I guess whoever started the chat room is supposed to be the moderator's AWOL. So she started a new chat room, and this will be the one I plug. So it's the number 2. incendiaryradio.chitango.com. So it's the number 2, incendiaryradio.chitango.com. So 2, incendiaryradio.chitango.com. So that's, Murr will be the moderator there. So, you know, I'm not the chat room type of dude, but I know people really like them that listen to our sort of content. I listen to some hosts that really watch their own chat, and I can see that they sometimes get, let's say, lost digging into what people are telling them in their own chat, and they're losing losing focus on doing the broadcast itself. So that's why me, the way I'm wired, something about me. I'm just one of them dudes that I can't be trying to watch a chat room and put out the content at the same time. I know I'm old school or I'm a neo Luddite, whatever you want to call me. The Gateway Pundit a few days ago had this one up. So a punk rock concert, okay? $18 if you're vaxxed was the entry fee. $1,000 if you're unvaxxed. And that's a punk rock, okay? 18, you're 666 vax entry fee. So if you got the vax, you can get your little... pay your little $18 to get in. If you don't have the vax, it's $1,000. And this is punk rock. Does anybody know what punk rock was about and so forth? And then now these little lames, these little losers that are putting on this show.
Yeah, if you got your vaccine, you only got to pay $18. That's punk rock.
No, that's the opposite of punk rock. Be like... if you got the vaccine, you pay $1,000. You didn't get the vaccine, you're in for free. And let's, you know, do our, you know, this is turning everything on its head, the inverse, okay? It's just the craziest. I sent myself this one. Elite Jews don't believe in communism, okay? They believe in its implementation. To fleece the goyim, okay? The lesser brethren are the true believers. Your little heads of the teachers' unions and your professors, those are all your shock troops, your little Antifa punks. A lot of them are all your true believers. You think the Soroses of the world and so forth are really at their heart communists? No, they're rapacious, monopolist, capitalist, corporatist, so forth and so on. It's just a joke. I don't even know. So, where's this one at? Whitaker Chambers defected from the Communist Underground. Here's what he said. In the United States, the working class are Democrats, the middle class are Republicans, the upper class are communists. Yeah, see... but the reason why they're communists, because they figured out a way to really just fleece you out of what you have in a way more efficient manner, which is the Red Terror, the Cheka, the NKVD. So you get your bread lines. Look, we see this coming now. Janet Yellen sitting there like, oh, inflation's coming in a big way, and it's a good thing, goy. You see, they want you to pay more of the little paper that you got. Your staples of what you need, your bread, you know, meat. Oh, how'd you like the little cyber attack on the meat, the big meat producer? Wasn't that nice? Come on. And people just buy it and buy it, and we got to sit here and listen to it. Oh, and just prepare for cyber attacks. You know, Biden's little commerce secretary. Yeah, they're just going to intensify cyber attacks on everything. Yeah. No, it's sabotage attacks by you little creeps on everything. That's what it is. You're the cyber attackers. Just your way of masking inflation. So remember China. Okay, they're sitting around, running around. Oh, the Aussies are weak. They're not going to do anything, right? And remember China, the word China. Take the H out of China. You got C-I-N-A. Rearrange it, you got Cain. Okay, the land of Cain. China. That's why they can sit there and barbecue a dog while it's alive. They have no feeling. They're the muscle for the Communist International, okay? China has been, when Sidney Shapiro and Israel Epstein and all the little punks went over there to set up Moses Tang, Mao Zedong, whatever you want to call this guy, Mao Zedong. This was their vision to create this this group of people to be the muscle to bring in world fleecing, or aka world communism. Okay, the Aussies are weak. And think about the Kings of the East prophecy in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. 200,000 man army, 200 million man army. So something's going to suck them west into the Middle East. Okay? God somehow is going to set up a scenario where the Kings of the East get sucked in to moving down their little Silk Road, or whatever you want to call it, their little Belt and Road. They're gonna get sucked in there for some reason, and they're gonna move east into the Middle East for this battle. Now, think about Trump here. This is on State of the Nation. Will Trump run for the House to become Speaker to impeach Biden? Okay, so Trump's over here shooting his mouth off, and I'm going to come back to this, but Jim Stone up on his site, he's talking about Trump's pants. Okay, Trump's in trouble. They obviously got him. He looks destroyed, was wearing a diaper, and they put his pants on backwards, and he did not notice. His voice is thin and shaking, at least once he word gaffed like Biden. There's no way that kind of decline happened so normally so quickly. He's either destroyed by the shot or by something like polonium. Here he is wearing a diaper with his pants on backwards. Look at this. The way pants fit says it all. That's backwards. And I looked at it, and I mean, it looks goofy the way his pants fit. But Trump is kind of a strange, kind of a shaped guy. They clearly did that to him on purpose. It's clear he's not able to dress himself after whatever they've done to him. This proves sabotage. Even if he did have to wear a diaper, now the fact his pants are on backwards is proof those who have him now are destroying him. If he was in good hands, they'd have caught that. Instead, he's probably drugged to delirium, and they did it on purpose. That should never have happened. It's probably too late. If Trump takes over again, it will be because they know they have him sufficiently destroyed. Sad way to go. Metro's piece on the bloggers who pointed this out. For what reason did they do that? Still photos they debunked this with do not equal video. A trick of the light does not say consistent across 1,000 frames. If people sufficiently call this out, they might back off and he might look okay in the next appearances. It all depends on how they manage to make him look so much older and in such bad shape. People seem to have forgotten how full of life he was even 5 months ago. He was a plausible companion for Melania. Clearly, he's not anymore. Why is he suddenly obviously wearing diapers? He was not wearing diapers when he called Biden out for vote fraud. Communists do this to people. You can't go through a coup like that and come out of it all right if you don't have trustworthy people around you, and Trump did not. If this was a test run to gauge the public perceptions, maybe he's not permanently damaged, but if people accept this, he certainly will be, if not already. Now, and if you get on over there onto American intelligence media, they were had this article the last few days about where's Trump been, blah, 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 blah. So this is up on State of the Nation. Trump on idea to run for a House seat in 2022 in a bid to become Speaker and launch an impeachment inquiry against Biden. It's very interesting. A radio host suggested to Trump that he should run for a House seat in 2022 and become Speaker. Trump responded that was a very interesting idea and might be better than running for Senate. Trump could theoretically become House Speaker, but experts say it's very unlikely. So, look, I don't buy this one. You know, Trump's shooting his mouth off saying that that he's coming back to the White House sooner than people expect, and so forth and so on. I'm very skeptical on this. Now, look, you've got a lot of things going on right now with Arizona. Looks like it's getting ready to wrap up. Now, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, well, especially Pennsylvania and Wisconsin have things going on. This, to me, I just have to let this play out. The GOP in Arizona is being taken over by so-called America First types. This is going to be interesting. My thing is with the Chinese, Trump shooting his mouth off about reparations, $10 trillion, and this whole thing, really blaming it squarely on China, okay? Where the way I'm looking at this, with Fauci offshoring this research, and we all know Fauci is a Jesuit front, offshoring this research from the University of North Carolina and elsewhere to Wuhan, and the guy's busted, caught in all these lies, all of his underlings. I mean, everything's falling in around Fauci, and people say that he's going to be the fall guy, and Jen Psaki saying, oh, no, he's the illustrious Dr. Fauci. The president's not doing anything with him. Look, Fauci and these characters, man, they're deeply tied in with Georgetown and the Jesuits. And these guys can make things happen, movers and shakers. And we'll have to see, okay, with Gates and Fauci. Gates' life's allegedly with Melinda kind of crumbling. Now him and Warren Buffett starting up this new sort of nuclear reactors. This stuff. I don't know yet. We have to keep our eyes open. Now Trump comes in. He's shooting his mouth off about China. Let's say they bring Trump back. Let's say that the entire Shakespearean novel happens and the elections get overturned and blah, 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 so forth and so on. And Trump comes back in. I'm really worried about this triumphant return, this synthetic, artificial, plastic, triumphant return of Trump and triumph Trump, and then here we go with a war. Okay, the entire gain of function stuff, the Bat Lady, China. I mean, this is getting out into the zombie land that China quite possibly released this on the United States and the world. Hence, all the Asians getting sucker punched and beat down in the streets. I could see how this could get scripted into a war. Remember, a lot of people think that there was this whole Great Reset thing was going to be covered by a war. Now it seems like a lot of people have gotten hip to this Great Reset. They're not real interested in seeing their own monetary systems go down and be rewritten into this nice bio, the whole ID 2020 and the patent 2020-06-06-06, the whole cryptocurrency being tied to your bodily activity and all that, and all these people with this crypto fever. We have to realize this crypto fever could really end up biting us in the ass because this is all digital. And I've said it ever since I came on the air, cash, use it or lose it. The hell, at least there's some sort of privacy with cash, with metals, whatever, bartering. This whole thing with going into if you want to run up the crypto and try to make yourself a Bitcoin millionaire, go for it. But what I'm saying is, I don't want that to become some crypto or some digital to be completely our modicum of exchange. You see the guy in El Salvador, so he's pushing to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender, okay? And he's saying to free everybody from the tyranny of the central banks But there's a, I mean, there's a lot of people that are looking at Bitcoin and all these other thousands of cryptos out here as a way to enter into the prison that we're never going to get out of. Now, do the Federal Reserve notes and the funny money and how they just keep dumping the helicopter Federal Reserve notes out on people? Do I like that? No. But when I go to the bar, do I like paying in a Federal Reserve note? Do I want the government knowing how many drinks I had and what I drank and who my bartender was? And it just goes this way with everything. People, I just don't understand this mentality that we have these suckers, these American suckers that we have to live around, that they go to the freaking gas station and buy a donut and a coffee and they use their car. I mean, it's just so, we're such a retarded nation. We've thrown our birthright aside like Esau. It can get you down. And, you know, I try to look on the bright side. You know, God is in control. The Almighty controls this thing. And I know that a lot of this we bring upon ourselves through our own buffoonery. It's still tough to watch and it's still tough to live through it. But let's move on. We're coming up on break. Mystery Babylon. You know, I've been thinking about the late, great Tex Mars, and I've been listening to Eric John Phelps just to hear the other side of things, and then I was thinking about Joel Richardson, the guy that believes that Mecca is Mystery Babylon. So Tex Mars, he really thinks that the Israeli nation and the city of Jerusalem is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. Your typical Protestant viewpoint of a lot of your evangelicals and Baptists and so forth is that Rome is the mother of harlots. And later on, this Jewish guy comes up with this kind of, and I've read his works on it, Joel Richardson, he believes that Mecca is the mother of harlots. Okay, Mecca is a city that means mother. And it's interesting to see how, and then what was his name? I can't remember it anymore. It was an Arabic Palestinian guy, but he also had that kind of viewpoint. Walid Shubat. And I haven't looked into his stuff in a while. And he believed that Islam and the kind of the, some of the markings of Islam are the mark of the beast and so forth and so on. It's interesting the different, you know, interpretations of biblical prophecy. From it's Jerusalem and Israel, that's Mystery Babylon, mother of harlots, and then you got a lot of the Protestants that said no, Rome, the city on seven hills is the mother of harlots, and then others, Mecca. Pretty fascinating kind of study to get into all that. But I'm always fascinated with China and Cain, and this red dragon. It's a pretty fascinating study in itself. And now we have Xi Jinping, this Mao 2.0 character. Really, some of his generals saber rattling.
Homeowners, we'll if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.